JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
EBOS couldn't get there.
Couldn't get there in the end. No, we've been waiting all week for this and nothing done. So, been an ongoing story all this week surrounding EBOS. Now, EBOS listed on the NZX, big company. So, you know, we pay attention to what's going on there. Roughly $7 billion market capitalization of EBOS, you know, very much a sort of diversified business. You've got marketing, wholesaling, distributing, medical stuff, pharmaceutical products. Now, more recently, been involved in animal care brands as well. Now, it's grown a lot, and acquisition and mergers has been a sort of key to that growth. Now, we talked about this last week. EBOS Group went into a trading halt following media speculation that it was looking at a transaction involving a company called Green Cross. Now, Green Cross would not have been a recognised name, but it is also a big company, pet care company. Across the Tasman, it operates Pet Barn, a chain of vets. Listeners, I think, may recognise the brand name they operate under here, which is Animates, pet care chain. So there was a corporate activity back in 2019. Using that as a guide, it suggested the Green Cross business could be worth more than $3 billion. So this was a big acquisition. So I've been waiting all week for confirmation of the detail, but it's all off. The deal won't proceed, despite the deal being in what was termed advanced stages, so much so that the price had been agreed. So you're obviously a fair way down the track if you've agreed the price. It would appear, and we can only speculate on this, but sorting out the funding for the transaction was problematic. You know, we think about what's happening in the background. The important context here is that EBOS has recently lost the supply contract to the Chemist Warehouse. That is a massive contract. That will hit their earnings in the 2025 financial year. So maybe, you know, maybe the board looking for some sort of deal to keep the growth momentum going. So back to the drawing board now. I wouldn't be surprised to see further acquisition attempts. Investors were a little bit disappointed. They expressed that in the share price, which fell over 6% yesterday.
Oh, I heard the problem was that Winston wanted the deputy's job. Oh, hang on, different story. Turners, secondhand cars are going well for them.
You gotta love this. So EBOS, a bit of a negative. Let's balance it with what is a relatively rare upbeat company announcement. Good day for Turners Automotive Group. Look, in recent times, the Turners Auctions has been the beneficiary of that very popular and effective advertising campaign. You know, Tina from Turners, they announced their half-year results yesterday in an environment where lots of companies are doing it tough, delivered a strong result that probably was expected. And despite the fact that it was expected, they still got a good, strong share price reaction. Profit before tax was up 10%, revenue up 16%, $240 million. What went well? Auto retail revenue, that grew strongly. That was a result of increased volume, increased margins. One notable feature, Mike, there was a big lift in what are termed end-of-life vehicle units and damaged car sales. Now, a factor there was the weather events earlier this year, so you had thousands of damaged cars. And I never, from Auckland in particular, I never found out the final number. But remember at the time, there was numbers being bandied around of 10,000 damaged cars in Auckland as a result of that weather. So they all get, a lot of them got sold through Turners. They did well out of that. They've got a pipeline development of new showrooms around the country. They keep growing their dividend. Investors like that. They've maintained their guidance for profit. Their full year result for the whole year is expected to be ahead of the 2023 record result. So everything going well. Their share price, there are a few hiccups in the background as well, but mostly going well. Good. Share price up about 8%. Great result on the day.
What are the numbers?
And great result. And markets are up as well going into Thanksgiving on a positive note. The US market at the moment up 187 points on the Dow Jones, 35,277. That's about 0.5%. The S&P 500 also up just over 0.5%, 4,562. And the NASDAQ is up 0.64%. 14,291. Overnight, the FTSE 100 lost 12 points, 7,469. But the Nikkei was up around 100 points, 33,451. Shanghai Composite lost 24 points, 3,043. Quiet days on the Australasian markets. The ASX down 5 points, 7,073. And the NZX 50 up 5 points, 11,169. Kiwi dollar, 0.6010 against the US, 0.9199 Aussie, 0.5530 euro, 0.4823 against the pound, 89.96 against the Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $1,990.70, and something's going on in the oil market, Mike, because the OPEC meeting has been delayed. Ooh. They obviously can't agree on what they want to do, and consequently the oil price is down $79.45.
So take it all day long. See you tomorrow, mate. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.